The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, Tuppers Plains, Ohio, reaching the world for Jesus Christ from Meigs County. Join us now and experience an exciting message from our pastor, Rob Barber.
We have been talking about your inheritance and how important it is to know that you have an inheritance from the Lord. The enemy wants to rob that inheritance. He wants to steal it from you. He wants you to think that God has abandoned you and forgotten you. And that is a lie from the enemy. The enemy would try to keep you from becoming everything God wants you to be. And I want to tell you something. In most cases in this church this morning, most of you have not risen to the level that God wants you to be in. I don't mean that you've intentionally missed Him. I'm just saying that you didn't know. You have not known what God has in store for you. The enemy, his purpose is to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. What does an abundant Christian life look like? Does it look like someone that never has any problems or any trouble? No. It looks like a person who is able, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to rise above those situations and those circumstances in their life. It looks like a person who puts their trust wholly and completely in the Lord. It looks like someone, when you understand your inheritance, it looks like someone who every day walks in the power of God. That's what it looks like. And when you have those situations and you have those encounters, and when the enemy tries to stop you, you recognize who you are in Christ. You recognize you're a child of the Most High God. You recognize that you have been given an inheritance that causes you to rise above everything that the enemy wants to do in your life. It causes you to recognize, to speak the truth of God. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Speak God's word over your life. Speak your inheritance. Don't allow the enemy to keep you from receiving that inheritance, because today is a new day. Today is a day for you to cross over the Jordan, circumcise your heart, and begin to eat the produce of the land. I don't say that without lots of thought and meditation. But as I was studying the word and studying for this message this morning, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and He said, the people that are in this service this morning have been ordained by me to receive their inheritance. And that means this church has been ordained today to receive its inheritance. Amen. Psalms 37, 18 and 19. I quoted this last week. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Nothing can take your inheritance away from you. The only thing that can happen is the enemy can lie to you and make you think you do not have an inheritance. You do. It's delivered by Almighty God to you. It says, they shall not be ashamed in the evil day, and in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. It doesn't matter what the enemy tries to throw at us. We shall be satisfied. Now, let me tell you something. We go through wilderness experience in our life. How many feel like they're experiencing some wilderness or have? Let me tell you something. This church has experienced some wilderness. We've gone through a couple years of wilderness, maybe even longer than that. I don't know how long it's been. But in that wilderness, the Lord kept telling me, He kept telling me to stand firm. He kept telling me, do not deviate from what I've given you. Stay the course. This is what he kept saying. This is what I kept hearing over and over. Stay the course. Stay the course. Stay the course. When you stay the course, when you hear what God has told you, it doesn't matter the whirlwind that's going on around you. What matters is that you stay the course, because these times of wilderness are a time of testing. Are we going to be faithful even in the difficult times? Because in the difficult times, would you know what a person, what their character is like? Amen? We know what Judas Iscariot's character was like. When it became difficult, he sold Jesus out. We know what many people, Jesus was preaching and he told them hard things and they left. And Jesus turned to his disciples and said, are you going to leave too? And they said, Lord, we have no place to go. That's a good place to be. I'm telling you, that's exactly where we need to be with the Lord. You need to, you know, all that stuff in the past, burn all those bridges, get beyond all that, get in a place where you have no place to go except to the Lord. Because your deliverance is there. The power of God is there. Your inheritance is in the Lord. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you, you shall condemn. That's the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. This is a word for this congregation this morning. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Nothing has the ability to take you down or take you out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The most devastating weapon we know of right now, there may be others, but that I know of on the face of the earth, is a nuclear bomb or something similar to that. They have so much technology these days. The enemy has nuclear bombs in his arsenal, spiritually speaking. That cannot harm you. No weapon that he has can stop you. No weapon that he has can hold you back. No weapon that he has can keep you from accomplishing what God has in store for your life. But you can stop it. If you believe the lies of the enemy, you have to grasp, you have to hold on, you have to rise above the things that the enemy is doing. You have to know what the Word of God says about you, that you are a child of the Most High God. You have been called into His kingdom. You are above and not beneath. You are ahead and not the tail. You must recognize that you are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. When you grasp that, the weapons of the enemy cannot even draw close to you. When we know who we are in Christ. Let me tell you, I've been talking about Caleb. And how Caleb, for 45 years, he was waiting on his inheritance. He had been told by Moses, given instructions by God through Moses, that he could have the Hebron area. And guess what? There were giants in that land. Real, live giants. Incredible stature. We don't know exactly how tall these people were, but they were big, you know, much bigger than NBA basketball players. And if you've ever seen any of those guys, I went to a basketball game one time. My son-in-law got me tickets, and we sat on the floor, me and VJ. And sitting right in front of us, he wasn't playing at that time. It was the Lakers and Cleveland were playing. And sitting right in front of us because he was injured was Shaquille O'Neal. I tell people, I had a hard time seeing the floor because a Shaq was in front of me. He's huge. But the giants that we're talking about were much bigger, much more skilled. They were hybrids from fallen angels and women. And these beings were incredible warriors. And yet Caleb, because he knew that he had the Most High God on his side, 45 years after the promise was made to him, he came to Joshua, who was then the leader, and he said, I can't wait to go into that land and take on those giants. You see, that's the attitude that we've got to have. We've got to be thinking about, for 45 years, Caleb has been sitting around thinking about taking that promised land. He couldn't wait for God to say, go get them, boy. He couldn't wait for this opportunity. I can imagine Caleb sitting around with his family. Every night, he would sit around and probably tell the same story. You know what? You know what, sons? You know what, daughters? God has given us a wonderful land. The land of milk and honey. In this land are wonderful forests, streams teeming with fish. There's great pastures for our flocks. This is a beautiful place, and the produce of the land is incredible. You wouldn't believe it. He instilled in his family a desire for the promised land. A desire for his inheritance. Instill in your family and in your lives a desire for the things of God. That's your inheritance. And you pass that inheritance on. Hear what the Lord has to say to you today. You have an inheritance. You can live out that inheritance, or you can let the enemy steal that inheritance. It's your choice. He wants you to have it. Here's what I want to do this morning. Glory. Turn with me to Joshua chapter 5. Media team, I know this is not going anywhere close to what I thought we were going to be doing, but thank you for your patience. As I do, he just asked me if I wanted to keep the children. I want to keep the children in here because this is not going to take long. I'm not sure where it's all going. I just believe that we need our children in here this morning for this to happen. Joshua chapter 5. Begin with verse 7. Now, it says, then Joshua circumcised their sons whom he had raised up in their place, for they were circumcised because they had not been circumcised on the way. Now, first of all, circumcision was important. It was given early on to Abraham that this was to set the people of God apart. The people early, those who went, the spies went into the promised land, that generation had been circumcised. But the new generation had not been circumcised. I don't know why they didn't follow through with that, but they had not. So they circumcised these people to set them apart. That's a separation. Here's what happens in the Christian life. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, your heart is circumcised. It's set apart to serve the living God. Sanctified. I told people this morning in our early class, when I received Christ as my personal Savior, I received sanctification. I was set apart. You are set apart. Now, there's an ongoing sanctification as well in a person's life. God continues to deal with your heart and cause changes to take place in your life, and you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. But let me tell you this, if you do not have an immediate sanctification in your life where things change, you have a different attitude about life, something's wrong with your experience. I know that's not the norm in preaching today. All you got to do is accept Jesus and everything's okay. We're going to live happily ever after. I love you. You love me. We're all going to heaven. Whoop-dee-dee. You know. That's the Barney approach to salvation. It's not. You know, that you must have a real experience with Jesus Christ. And it must change the direction of your life. And then he'll begin to work on you and make other changes and continue to deal with things in your life and in your heart so that you will move into a new realm. That's becoming mature and strong and faithful to the Lord. That's where God wants to bring each and every one of his believers. Anyhow, they had to be circumcised. You have to have your heart circumcised. And I believe there is a new time in this church and in people's lives where it's very important this morning that we circumcise our hearts. If there's anything in there that needs to be taken out, get it out today. Get it out. You got to circumcise your heart. And then the second thing you're going to have to do, we're going to find out. So it was when they had finished circumcising all the people that they stayed in their place in the camp till they were healed. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "This day I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. Therefore, the name of this place is called Gilgal to this day." What happened was prior to this, they crossed over the Jordan. And when they were crossing over the Jordan, here's what the situation was. It was in flood stage. So it wasn't just they were going to cross over this nice, calm river. It was a raging river. It was in flood stage. The enemy was trying to keep them out. He didn't want them to go into the promised land. But the power of God was greater than anything that nature could bring. The power of God. God said, take the priests and have them carry the Ark of the Covenant. That's the presence of God. And carry it right into those floodwaters. And as they stepped into the floodwaters, miraculous things happened. The waters parted. And the children crossed over on dry land. The power of God. And guess what had to happen? The priests had to stand there until they were all crossed. They couldn't go on until they all crossed. We have been standing on the Word of God. We have been standing and believing and trusting God. And I want you to understand something. From this moment on, there is a new power and a new anointing that is taking place here at Bethel Worship Center.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes.
There is a new power of the Holy Spirit that's going to be released in individual lives and corporately in this body. People are going to feel the presence of God from the highway. Because God is moving.
That's what he says. Yes.
And people are going to feel the presence of God in your life.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Because of this new day. Because you're crossing over the Jordan. Because you're going to circumcise your hearts. And you're going to be prepared to receive your inheritance. And here's what he goes on to say. This day, then the Lord said to Joshua, then the Lord said to Bethel Worship Center, "This day I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. Therefore, the name of this place is Gilgal to this day." Now the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at twilight on the plains of Jericho. Not only do we have to cross over the Jordan, not only do we have to circumcise our hearts, but we have to plead the blood of Jesus, the Lamb. That was what Passover was all about, the Lamb being sacrificed so that the destroyer would pass over. It was a remembrance. I want you to remember today what God has done for you. Remember how far He has brought you. Remember the deliverance that He has brought forth in your life. Remember that He has called you to be something more than you were in the past. How He is causing you to rise above. How He is speaking into your life that there are greater things in the future. Yes. The Lamb of God died and your sins were wiped away. But now He's leading you into the promised land so that you can receive what this scripture says they did. Here's what happened. God has made provision for you up until this point. How many of you have had God's provision? Even in the wilderness. Listen, as far as this church goes, the wilderness that we have gone through has been very difficult for me, for your pastor. I want you to understand that. And yet, I was absolutely sure I was hearing from God.
Yes.
Stay the course. Trust me. Stay the course. Trust. Those are the two things I keep hearing from God. Stay the course and trust me. Stay the course. Trust me. Seems crazy that God speaks like that, doesn't it? That's the way I understand things. I'm pretty simple. Stay the course. Trust me. And when we stay the course and we trust Him, we are going to go through wilderness experience at times. That's just the nature of life. That's the way it is. But here's what I want you to remember. I want you to be able to look at what's going on in your life. No matter what is going on, God is still providing for you. God has always provided for this church. There has never been a time where we've not been able to pay our bills and meet our needs. There's been some tough times, right, Jeannie? Been some tough times. But God has never, He's always provided manna for us. Amen? Here's what, listen. Joshua would sit around that table at night with his family and talk about the promised land, wearing the same clothes for 45 years. Old clothes, old sandals. Imagine that, ladies, no new shoes. My mom would survive. I look in her closet and she has thousands of shoes. It's not that bad, is it, Mom? Yes, amen. It was not, they didn't get any new stuff. They had to deal with the old. It didn't wear out. God provided. But it was the same old, same old. How many of you want to think about wanting to get up every morning, putting on the same pair of jeans, the same shirt every day? Nah, none of us do. Same sandals. You know, praise God for His provision, though. If that's the way He provides, hallelujah. Just make sure you wash them once in a while. Amen. Same shoes, the same clothes, the same food. For 45 years, they ate manna. Now, I'm sure manna was very tasty. I'm sure manna was wonderful. It was food from heaven, so it had to be the best of the best. But you know what? The scripture tells us they got tired of it after a while. They wanted meat, and they started complaining. So God sent quails. Don't complain about manna, please. Because they were overrun with quails. They got to the point where they couldn't stand quail anymore. Just accept what God has for you. When you're in wilderness, He's going to provide for you. You may have to wear the same clothes. You may have to eat manna. You may have to wear those old sandals around. But that's God's provision. Please be thankful for God's provision. It's so important. But here's a new day. Here's the day when you cross over the Jordan. Here's the day when you circumcise your heart. Here's the day when you're ready, you're poised to go into the promised land, and God has said you can go in and take the land. And once you've crossed over and you're in the land, here's what happens. Whew. It says in verse 11, and they ate of the produce of the land on the day after the Passover, unleavened bread and parched grain on the very same day. They ate the produce. They were eating something different now. Then the manna ceased on the day after they had eaten the produce of the land. And the children of Israel no longer had manna, but they ate the food of the land of Canaan. God says, I've been making provision for you. But now you're going to eat the produce of the land. That may not impact you, but I want to tell you something I set in my computer and filled my... Hallelujah. Filled my desk with tears. I'm not sure the computer's even going to work anymore. My keyboard filled with salty tears. Because the Spirit of God said, this is for you and for the people of Bethel Worship Center. Today, you will begin to eat the produce of the land. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, amen. Stand with me. Everyone just stand. Stand if you can. Hallelujah. Yes. I want the worship team to come back up. Hallelujah. This is a different service, but we're going to finish this service this morning in recognition of what God has told us, that we're going to begin to eat the produce of the land. I don't know what that means in your life. I don't really understand what it means for Bethel Worship Center. I just know it's a good thing. I just know it's an exciting thing. I just know it's what I want. I just know it's what God has called us to. So this morning as we worship, I want you to accept that word in your life. Receive it, internalize it, accept it, because from this day forward, we are going to eat the produce of the land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you've never received Christ, if you've never received your inheritance this morning, and I'm talking about turning your life completely over to the Lord Jesus Christ, committing everything in your life to Him, I want to give you that opportunity this morning. If you would like to do that, just come up front and I'm going to pray with you. And we're going to seal this deal through the blood of Jesus. Sometimes people have done this privately and they want to do it publicly. Right now is a good time to do that. There's already people up front. Come on up. We will publicly say that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. that you have committed your life wholly to Him. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Praise God. Don't let the enemy tell you anything different. You are here today to receive this word. He'll lie to you. He'll try to tell you different. He'll try to bring in circumstances that look like it's not true. You are here today to begin eating the produce of the land. You're taking your promised land. Hallelujah. Fight. Listen, the children of Israel, when they went into the promised land, it was not a cakewalk. They went in and they had to fight. They had to take down the enemy. They had to be obedient to the Lord. And as long as they were obedient to the Lord, He would fight their battles for them. And there was victory. Don't give up. Fight the fight. Stand on the word of God. All the time they were fighting, all the time they were in the land, they were eating the produce of the land. That's for you. Fight the battle, but eat the produce. Amen? Hallelujah. All right, we've got things so messed up this morning. Offering. Let's take our offering. Hallelujah. I'd like to read a scripture to you this morning. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9, it says, "Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. Your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine." Now, I don't know how many of you in here have barns, probably not very many, but you're going to have, according to the word, when we're obedient to the Lord and we honor Him with the first fruits, that we will have abundance in our life. He will be there to take care of us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, I thank You for this offering this morning, that You have promised that we will be blessed in the country and blessed in the city. We will be blessed in our kneading bowls and our baskets. We will be blessed in everything we put our hands to, God, so we can be a blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber. I hope this message has touched you in some way. Our purpose and desire for these podcasts is to edify believers and share the good news of salvation in Christ. If you'd like to receive Christ as your Savior today, look up Romans chapter 10, verse 9. It makes it very simple. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. If you'd like more information on salvation, visit our website at bethelwc.org. We have a section that explains it in more detail. If you confess Christ for the first time today, welcome to the family, and we would love to hear from you. Be blessed.